What is our main objective when preaching from house to house, when speaking to others informally, or while engaging in the public ministry? We know you will find most helpful the information in the next three-part symposium entitled, The Kingdom Good News Has to Be Preached First. Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. Brother Dwight Heath from the Edmonton Thorncliffe congregation will deliver the first talk, The Kingdom Good News Has to Be Preached First, from house to house. Brother Heath, you have our full attention.
Well, what a joy it is to see so many kingdom evangelizers gathered in one place. All of you who have an active share in preaching the good news of this kingdom are fulfilling Bible prophecy as recorded in Mark chapter 13, verse 10. I encourage you to turn there, please. That's Mark chapter 13. And we'll read verse 10. Also, in all the nations, the good news has to be preached first. So there are two expressions that stand out here in this verse. Good news and first. The adverb first implies that other events, including the Great Tribulation and Christ's rulership over the world, will follow the worldwide evangelizing work. So how important that work really is. It moves us to give it priority in our lives, doesn't it? To exert ourselves in spreading that kingdom message, as we read in 1 Corinthians 9 and 16. Turn there with me, please. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 16. Now, if I am declaring the good news, it is no reason for me to boast, for necessity is laid upon me. Really, woe to me if I do not declare the good news. Yes, brothers and sisters, we consider it a necessity in our lives to declare the good news. Back to the adjective good in Mark 13. That word good impresses upon us that we want to focus our preaching of the everlasting good news about the kingdom. The everlasting good news about the kingdom. Not the bad news about Satan's world. Do we always do that when talking to others? Let's see how our brother handles an unexpected response in the ministry.
Would you like to hear something that will give you an optimistic view of the future?
No thanks. I'm already optimistic. Every day we're making advancements in healthcare, a better environment, even world peace. I'm good, thanks.
Oh, really? Well, the Bible shows us that we're living in the last days right now. There's no denying that at all. Just look at all the problems that are going on in the world today. Everybody is getting sick. They say 50% of us will get cancer in our lifetime. And just look at our earth. It's falling apart. We see all the pollution. We see the hurricanes, the earthquakes all the time. And you know, you can't even travel to other countries anymore. And if you do, you'll just get kidnapped or probably murdered.
You know what? I'm good. Thanks.
Didn't go so well, did it? Did you notice what was missing from that conversation? There was absolutely no mention whatsoever of the kingdom good news, was there? Is that how Jehovah wants us to present his message? Hardly. Even during man's most dire moment in Eden, Jehovah did not focus on the negative. He did not respond to Adam and Eve's rebellion by saying, the only two humans on the planet, and they went bad. No. Instead, according to Genesis 3:15, Jehovah focused on the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, promising that there would be relief in the future when that serpent, Satan, would be crushed. That is the kind of message we want to present. Let's watch our brother try again.
Would you like to hear something that will give you an optimistic view of the future?
No thanks. I'm already optimistic. Every day we're making advancements in healthcare towards a better environment, even world peace. I'm good, thanks.
You know, I agree. There have been some signs of progress in certain areas, but God is going to do something for mankind that no human ever can. And that promise is found in God's Word, the Bible, here in Revelation 21 and 4. And He will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away. Isn't that good news?
Yeah, it is.
Much better, wouldn't you agree? The new tract that we received yesterday, What is the Kingdom of God, will be of great help to us in presenting a positive message. Please find your copy now. This symposium will focus on what we want to accomplish by the three principal ways in which we carry out our ministry. One, from house to house. Two, informally. And three, publicly. When we are preaching, no matter what the setting, we should make sure that the positive kingdom theme of our message stands out clearly, not the negativity of this world. By now, you are no doubt comfortable using the tracts because they all follow the same format, as does our new one that we just received. Please follow along in your copy of the Kingdom Tract as we observe this demonstration of a call being made in the house-to-house work.
Hello, my name is Maria. I've been talking to your neighbors today about how for centuries people have been praying for God's kingdom to come. Have you ever wondered what is the kingdom of God? Would you say it is something within your heart, a figure of speech, or a government in heaven?
Well, I'm really not sure.
Just notice inside what the Bible says. The God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. Also, a son has been given to us, and a government will rest on his shoulder. So the kingdom of God is a government set up by God with his son Christ Jesus as king.
Well, you know, I would not have guessed that.
Also, at the bottom of the page, it explains what that can mean for you. It will be a righteous government that can benefit you personally, and in a coming new world, life in perfect health and happiness. Isn't that good news?
Well, maybe too good to be true.
Many would likely agree with you, but I can assure you it is true. May I ask your name?
I'm Sally.
Well, Sally, I encourage you to read the rest of this tract, and when I return, I would be happy to discuss with you from the Bible the answer to this question. What will life be like under the rule of God's kingdom?
I'd really like that.
So another nice tool to help us to declare the kingdom good news from house to house. The Mormon Church announced recently that its missionaries will replace much of their door-to-door activity with social media networking because the church feels that going from house to house is ineffective in today's world. We believe just the opposite. House-to-house preaching is the foremost way to search out those deserving people and share with them the good news. When you think of it, in many life and death situations, going from house to house is the way people are found. If a child is lost in the neighborhood, the police will search for him or her from house to house. If a fire is raging towards a town, the authorities would direct a house-to-house search in order to evacuate the residents. Well, brothers and sisters, We are involved in a life-saving activity, and we spread that message from house to house. We faithfully visit and revisit the homes in our territory. Out of love for God and for neighbor, we persevere as long as there is hope of finding some who will respond favorably to the kingdom good news. People move. They change. Their circumstances change. Some who have never responded favorably before may do so after experiencing a distressing event in their life. And we are filled with joy knowing that we are pleasing Jehovah. And we find even more joy when we find responsive ones in our house-to-house ministry. Yes, Jesus said the kingdom good news has to be preached first. Let's look at the thought expressed in Psalm 96, verse 2. That's Psalm 96, verse 2. Sing to Jehovah, praise his name, proclaim the good news of salvation day after day. Let's keep doing this, brothers and sisters, from house to house.